Classic Collections brings you the Fashion Connection on 900 AM, the Talk of the Palm Beaches. Visit classiccollectionsofpalmbeach.com to find out more about Palm Beach's premier luxury designer and fashion resale boutique.
Pretty woman walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman.
Hello, welcome to the Fashion Connection. I'm Dia Ryan from our sister station 95.9 The Palm, and by my side, my co-host, owner, and mastermind behind Palm Beach's premier designer and fashion consignment boutique, Classic Collections, it's Sally Kimball. Hey, Sally.
Hey, Dia. How you doing?
Great. So if all of our listeners have not stopped by Classic Collections yet, I know after hearing today's show, you guys are going to want to pop in and see the couture for yourself. While you're there, enjoy the great service, one-of-a-kind pieces, trending fashions, and of course, vintage pieces from all over the world. And if you don't know how the consignment industry works, you're going to want to tune in to a couple episodes ago where we talked about that. Sally gave us the ins and outs, how she finds her pieces, how you can bring your pieces to her too. So make sure you go to her website. I'll give you all the details in just a minute so you can catch all of our past episodes as well. Of course, if you want to learn more about fashion, how to be a great shopper, how to create a masterpiece of your own with pieces you already have, or just by buying a couple accessories, mixing and matching, this is the show for you. Today, we're going to be talking about accessories. And I have to tell you, Sally, I'm really excited about today's show because everyone loves to make fun of me for being a very bland dresser. I'm all about the basics.
I don't think you're bland.
Well, today I'm wearing a fun shirt, but normally I'm all about anything black. So accessories, I know, are really important. Important for me to make my pieces look different. That dress that I've worn multiple times, one day with a scarf, a great necklace. I know I need to be doing this. So you need to show me the ins and outs today so I can complete my looks appropriately. So tell us where we're even going to get started right now.
Okay, well, accessories are one of my favorite topics. So we're going to have a lot of fun today. And I'm going to talk about accessories you might not even have thought about. A fashion accessory basically is an item that's used to contribute in a secondary way to an outfit. It's used to complement an outfit, to make it look different, and it also can be used to complement the wearer's look. If you have a very slender waist, you want to show that with some outrageous belts, that type of thing. The term is old. A fashion accessory was first used in the 19th century, and that's when accessories really started to become very important to women's dress. There are two general areas of accessories, those that are carried, traditional purses, handbags, eyewear, in the olden days, hand fans, umbrellas, and those that are worn, jackets, boots, shoes, scarves. Some women wear men's ties, hats, belts, gloves, jewelry, watches, shawls, socks, stockings. Different stockings can make an outfit outrageous. So, I mean, accessories can just do so much for you if you think about the cost per wear and how it can jazz up some of your investment dressing pieces.
I love that you're bringing that up because even when you think about the way that different kings' wives wore their headdresses or Nefertiti's crown when she became queen or how kids roll up their socks or do different things with their uniforms to try to stand out, accessories are everything.
Exactly. So I want to talk a little bit about the history because you just mentioned going way back and it is true. In really, really ancient times, the men were the biggest wearers of accessories. They had special pins and badges for their togas in Rome and special colors like imperial yellow in China and royal purple in Rome designated royalty. And they wore military crests and all their medals that indicated, you know, a heroic status. But gradually, women began wearing accessories as they had fewer choices in clothing than we do today, obviously. And it was a way to make outfits look different with a minimum of expense. Who can forget? You mentioned Nefertiti. Who can forget the snake arm bracelets and headbands of Cleopatra? It is impossible to think of Gone with the Wind and Scarlett O'Hara without seeing all those fancy hats and bonnets.
Absolutely.
Thinking about the Roaring Twenties, long ropes of pearls, fringe purses, headbands with feathers,
haircuts,
long cigarette holders. These were all accessories the women of that age used. And in the 1950s and 60s, luxury accessories were epitomized by Hollywood and its make-believe world. Think about mink stoles and diamonds galore and hair accessories and red lips, dark nails, you know, dark eyes. I mean, that was the look for that time.
This is making me so excited.
I know. So each age has its go-to accessories, and often they're very, very true indicators of the movement and the direction of the culture at that period of time. Another way to look at accessories is as status symbols, okay? As people aspire to be higher in status, status symbols like accessories basically indicate the cultural values of a society or a subculture. So they're an external definition of one's social position and the perceived indicator of their economic or social status. So you can be in nothing top, old jeans, flip-flops. If you're carrying a Birkin handbag, it doesn't matter. You are perceived to be of a higher social status. And we're in a commercial society. So having money or wealth in today's society shows that things that can be bought with a great deal of money are status symbols. Okay, luxury goods obviously are perceived as status symbols. In today's market, unfortunately, it's all about branding. Okay, so if you have brands that wealthy people typically buy or people of more modest means buy to promote the perception that they have a higher social status, it works. It also doesn't have to be expensive. Think about how teenagers, before the Berlin Wall came down, if they could wear American blue jeans or rock music clothing, that was an important status to the Russian young people. Mobile phones were even considered a status symbol before they became so prevalent. So anything you're holding that isn't part of your actual outfit is an accessory. Certain brands are still really looked on as luxury symbols of super high social status. Chanel, Hermes, Louis Vuitton, Prada, Tiffany. You can have a little teeny sterling silver Tiffany bracelet on, and people will say, oh, is that Tiffany? And boom, you're perceived as being in a higher social status, even though it probably costs maybe $150, $200. Displaying these brands is a constant indicator of one's place in society, and it can buy middle class consumers the higher social status they may be seeking for a small investment.
So we have more coming up on all these great accessories, and it's exciting to me because there are so many. It's not just about a purse or, like you said, a Tiffany bracelet or a pair of shoes. It's a lot of things. We're going to be talking about them coming up. I know scarves and belts, sunglasses, jewelry, that's all great and makes an outfit pop, but it's even bigger than that.
Right. And by the way, if you do want to come in and look for accessories, we have an incredible assortment of just costume jewelry, scarves, belts, all kinds of things that you can take a look at that will change your outfit. And if you want to bring things in, go to our website for the store, which is www.classiccollectionsofpalmbeach.com. And on the top menu line, it'll say how to consign. There's our contract, and you can read all about how you can bring things in to let other people enjoy your accessories.
I also love, last time I was in your store, there was a woman there who was looking at these beautiful Chanel jackets. She ended up taking them with her. But she said, I never feel guilty coming in when I don't need something if I'm bringing something to Sally while I'm taking something home.
Exactly. It follows my rule of the closet. Two things out, one thing in. And it works. It'll keep your closet trimmed and full of things that you wear today, not that you had 25 years ago. And it dissolves the guilt of buying something new.
I have to go by that rule. Right now I've been doing the two things out, seven things in.
Oh, no. Wrong math. Start over.
I've never been good at math, Sally. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about all those great pieces Sally just said they have at Classic Collections. We're going to learn a little bit more about how these pieces make your outfits pop. We're going to talk about how accessories can be versatile. And we're going to help you guys turn your basic outfits into incredible and memorable ensembles. So that's coming up next. Stay with us. This is The Fashion Connection, brought to you by Classic. Classic Collections of Palm Beach. Make sure that you listen to the commercial after this, because we have all the details on how you can do a little shopping from your computer while you're home on your iPad, and of course, more on all the radio shows you may have already missed. So that's coming up right here.
Owner and fashion expert of Classic Collections of Palm Beach, Sally Kimball, has created the perfect spot for anyone with the true passion for fashion. Top current trends or something vintage and unique, Palm Beach's premier designer and luxury consignment boutique, Classic Collections, has everything from fine jewelry to Chanel, Hermes, Pucci, Oscar de la Renta, and more. Visit ClassicCollectionsOfPalmBeach.com or come enjoy the couture in person. But get this, you can also enjoy our couture from home thanks to Classic Collections Chic magazine. Summer is hot, 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 and so is our news. On the first of every month, visit ClassicCollectionsConnections.com to see the newest issue of Chic magazine and subscribe. Find our newest arrivals, special sales, fashion features, lifestyle topics, and all of the things the fashion world has to offer. You'll also find every episode of our radio show, The Fashion Connection, under a section called On the Radio. So now, you don't have to worry about missing an episode live on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches. Don't forget to find us on Facebook as well as Instagram. Be chic, stay chic, and read chic. And don't forget, offering the most beautiful things in the world, the largest luxury resale website has our pieces online too. That's firstdibs.com. 1stdibs.com. Enjoy.
Doesn't that just make you want to dance, Sally?
Yeah, I love this. This was my first choice.
This is your song, right?
Yeah, I love it.
I love it too. So while you're dancing, I am going to welcome you back to the show. Hello, I'm Dia Ryan. With me, of course, fashion expert and owner of Classic Collections of Palm Beach, Sally Kimball. We've been talking about fashion, of course, and I want to say that that's what the show is about, but really it's so much more. Sally has taught me so many things since the show started, and I do want to remind you guys that for you to get, all of the information, you're going to want to start from the beginning. Go to ClassicCollectionsConnections.com. Press on the radio and listen to our shows from the very beginning, and you're going to learn. You're going to be the most chic person at work, right, Sally?
Absolutely. And each show, by the way, has a title. So this one will be accessories. And if you want to listen to the past one, it was investment dressing and so on. So each show will have a topic.
It'll be really easy for you guys to stay up to date on how to improve your look. And you know what I love, Sally? You always have – there's always something about you. You look so put together, but you have something that's your trademark, right? And it's an accessory.
It is, and we're going to be talking about in this segment.
So tell us a little bit about how we can get started by creating our own trademark pieces, or more importantly, where do we start with those accessories you were talking about?
Okay, we're going to talk about four categories of accessories today because we just don't have time to talk about everything. However, whether you want to dress up your existing wardrobe or you've now invested in some investment clothing and you want to make the pieces you've purchased look different every time, accessories are your best friend.
Jeans and a white t-shirt, right?
Jeans and a white t-shirt, or just a black skirt or black pair of slacks and a white shirt with any kind of blazer. And now you're looking at accessorizing them. So let's talk. My favorite accessory is scarves. Okay.
I have so many and I don't know how to use them.
Get into that scarf drawer and listen to me today, because if you start using these, you can wear that same white t-shirt and jeans and look different every day. In my opinion, nothing can make an outfit look exceptional and just wonderful than a scarf. Okay, it's one of the simplest yet chicest of accessories. It can be used as a finishing touch, or it can be used as a focal point of a whole outfit. If you just have a black dress on and black shoes and a black purse and you have this fabulous red flowered scarf or something, that is going to make that outfit stand out. Even if you wore that dress 3 days ago with a blazer and it looks totally different. Scarves aren't new. In Western cultures, scarves first gained widespread popularity in the 19th century and as a way really to provide a modest covering over somebody's breast area or to showcase an elegant piece of fabric. Typically, scarves come in three basic shapes, the square, the rectangle, and the triangular. The square scarf that you will buy in stores is typically 36 inches square, and it can be worn in a gigantic variety of ways. Rather than just tie it with a square knot or something, take the time to experiment with scarves in different ways to complement different outfits. They're being called, scarves are being called now the new power accessory for women, conservatives, corporate CEOs, high-level politicians. Just business women are turning to them now for individual style and ease of traveling. If you think about it, a scarf weighs nothing, can fold up to nothing. You travel with a black suit and maybe a red suit, and you bring seven scarves. You're going to look different every day, whether you match the black top to the red skirt and a different scarf. It's so easy. The most widely known scarf for prestige and polish is pretty much hands down produced by the House of Hermes. They've been producing scarves, which they call cars, since 1937. They limit the number of designs offered each year, which kind of maintains their mystique. Their craftsmanship, the hand printing process, they have hand stitched hems, the fineness of the silk, the number of colors that are in a scarf, and I believe their process allows them to go up to 97 different colors in one scarf. And it justifies basically their reputation and their high prices. An Hermes scarf new ranges from $350 to over $1,000. They can be found at all kinds of resale and consignment
stores.
Like
Classic Collections.
Like Classic Collections. We have a huge inventory of Hermes scarves.
You know, I'm very proud of you because I know you're an Hermes collector. So the fact that you haven't stolen all of them and taken them home with you.
I haven't stolen any. I have consigned some of them so I could get new ones, which is the whole point of rolling your inventory in your personal closet.
Right.
Okay, so there are a lot of other great scarves on the market made by Ferragamo, Fendi, always Gucci and Pucci, of course, Chanel, Ungaro, and they can also be found at more modest prices for some of the younger people in the audience that are produced by Echo or Phoenix, J. McLaughlin, Nicole Miller. Ralph Lauren makes beautiful scarves, so you do not have to spend that kind of money that Hermes charges on scarves to make scarves be an integral part of your accessory wardrobe. I want to talk about belts because belts originally were used by men way back in the days to hold up their pants or keep those flapping tunics together, those rascals. But a belt can transform any woman's outfit.
They're so in right now with casual clothes.
Mm-hmm. In the early 1900s, women would use belts or sashes to basically emphasize their small waists. That was the, you know, the wasp waists, and everybody wanted to show those tiny little waists. But today, belts are a fashionable accessory to help people make individual statements. We can use them to keep pants and skirts in place, dress up LBDs, which, as you all know, fashionistas, is little black dresses. They can add class to a kind of a plain outfit. You can join two different separates, a skirt from one suit, a jacket from another, put a belt in the middle of a different color, and boom, you've got a totally different look. Totally different look. Another thing, if you think about belts, is belt buckles. Belt buckles can be a whole nother accessory fashion
Love
item
them.
That you wouldn't even maybe have thought about. Art Deco decades made beautiful belts that you can buy separately. Barry Kieselstein Cord made stunning sterling silver animal belt buckles. You've seen his crocodiles and frogs and dogs. Patricia Van Muselen, who is an artist, she does carved wood and silver buckles that are just stunning. And they usually just have snaps on them that will snap through a plain belt strap. And boom, you've got an accessory that can go on several different belts you have. And it's always going to look
different. It's all about that mixing and matching.
Yep. Absolutely. Of course, you've always got the Hermes buckles, which are the typical H. They make them, those rascals, so they only fit their belts. But you can have belt straps converted to fit Hermes belts.
It's the Apple charger of belts.
Absolutely. Come into the shop and we'll tell you how to do that. A good belt should last you a lifetime if you take care of it. They're typically made of leather, usually calfskin for durability and flexibility. They can be made of sheep leather, pigskin, snakeskin, or alligators and crocodiles. But take care of those belts. The two other accessories I want to talk with you about are costume or fashion jewelry and eyewear. So costume and fashion jewelry has been part of our culture for over 300 years. During the 18th century, jewelers began making pieces with inexpensive glass. But the big, big movement came in the 20th century with the Industrial Revolution, and better machine costume jewelry took off. Pieces were mass-produced, and women of any social class, whether they be very wealthy or just regular gals, could go and buy costume jewelry that had been mass-produced and it was both stylish and affordable. Designers from that time include Trafari, Miriam Haskell, Napier, Monet, Coventry, and others. Today, we look to designers such as Kenneth J. Lang, Chanel, Hermes, Yves Saint Laurent, and many of the fashion houses that are producing what they call fashion jewelry versus costume jewelry. Remember Madeleine Albright, our wonderful Secretary of State? She used costume jewelry, they were not real pieces, as a political and life statement. And statement jewelry really is big. It was big in the last decade, and it's very popular now with big, chunky pieces. So fashion jewelry is affordable. It offers a wide variety of choices, and it's simple. You don't have to worry about insurance, and if you're traveling, somebody steals it, they're not stealing the family jewels. The last thing I want to talk about is eyeglasses. Now, you might not think eyewear is an accessory, but it is. Whether you wear glasses or you wear sunglasses, it is a major part of an outfit.
Do you think it's your favorite?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I am known for wearing my round glasses. I wear glasses to see and do computer work and to drive. And so I always have round glasses, and all my sunglasses are round. This is very much, whenever I see Iris Apfel, who is a very, very famous fashion icon, she always wears eyeglasses, and I say, Iris, you're copying me yet again. You need to get your own look, and we laugh. In fact, when I was a teenager, my dad was an optician, and I didn't need glasses then. I had 20/20 vision, and I would beg him for cool-looking tortoiseshell glasses so I could wear them on top of my head in the school library, because wearing glasses up there made you look very, very cool and sophisticated and smart. So all the boys would come over and talk to me because I looked smart.
Sally, pulling all the guys.
I'm telling you. I use them as a fashion accessory. And I think a lot of people do. And, you know, if you think of Meryl Streep as Amanda Priestley in The Devil Wears Prada, her big sunglasses, Tom Cruise in Top Gun, or just a bevy of celebrities, you know, think of Rihanna and Jennifer Aniston and Spike Lee. Johnny Depp wears those little round glasses like Lennon did. Elton John, you never saw him without a bizarre pair of glasses. So many more. This becomes their fashion statement through accessories, and you might not have thought of eyewear.
Okay, I got it. I have to find my own statement piece. I'm going to have to figure out what that is.
You've got to figure out what it is. You told me you've got a lot of scarves. Go into your scarf drawer and start futzing around with them and learn to use them and put them with your jeans and your t-shirts.
And that's one of the things that we're going to be talking about next, how to use them, right? There are so many multi-uses to all these great accessories, and you're going to teach us more about that in just a few minutes.
I look forward to it.
So I know that we have really great pieces at Classic Collections. Now that you guys learned how important accessories are, you're going to want to take a look. So make sure you visit them online. ClassicCollectionsConnections.com is their chic magazine site. You can hear all of our episodes when you click on the radio, and to visit firstdibs.com, type in Classic Collections. You'll be able to find all of the great pieces and articles of clothing that you can buy right from the comfort of your own couch. All the details are coming up during this commercial, so listen in. You'll find out how to do it. You're listening to The Fashion Connection. I'm Dia Ryan. This is Sally Kimball, and we'll be right back.
Owner and fashion expert of Classic Collections of Palm Beach, Sally Kimball has created the perfect spot for anyone with the true passion for fashion. Top current trends or something vintage and unique, Palm Beach's premier designer and luxury consignment boutique, Classic Collections, has everything from fine jewelry to Chanel, Hermes, Pucci, Oscar de la Renta, and more. Visit ClassicCollectionsOfPalmBeach.com or come enjoy the couture in person. But get this, you can also enjoy our couture from home thanks to Classic Collections Chic magazine. Summer is hot, 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 and so is our news. On the first of every month, visit ClassicCollectionsConnections.com to see the newest issue of Chic Magazine and subscribe. Find our newest arrivals, special sales, fashion features, lifestyle topics, and all of the things the fashion world has to offer. You'll also find every episode of our radio show, The Fashion Connection, under a section called On the Radio. So now, you don't have to worry about missing an episode live on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches. Don't forget to find us on Facebook as well as Instagram. Be chic, stay chic, and read chic. And don't forget, offering the most beautiful things in the world, the largest luxury resale website has our pieces online too. That's firstdibs.com. 1stdibs.com. Enjoy.
Welcome back. This is The Fashion Connection, brought to you by Classic Collections of Palm Beach. I'm Dia, and this is Sally Kimball. Now, Sally, we don't have a ton of time left, but we know what we need now. All these great pieces, scarves and belts, sunglasses, and a piece that when people see you, they know it's part of you. It's part of your look. It brings you confidence. It makes you look put together. Now, teach us how to use them.
Okay. Well, if you're going to jump on the accessory bandwagon here, there are many other accessories we didn't have time to talk about. But let me just give you some thoughts. Gloves are a great accessory. Hats. There are some gals I know who wear hats all the time, casual, to a luncheon, even at evening events. And they are known for wearing their hats. Outdoor headgear, shawls and cashmere wraps. We all should have them. Living in Florida, we don't really have coats. And those keep you warm in the cool months here, but they're also a great accessory.
Absolutely.
Hair accessories, suspenders, watches. Watches are a big category in accessories. And even wigs. There's a lot of gals I know who change their wigs up all the time. And it's an accessory.
And
you don't think about it that way, but
so
it is.
True. It's really in the upcoming trending fashions right now. We have the Kardashians who wear wigs all the time, and we have Rihanna who wears them all
kinds,
the time.
Exactly.
All kinds of celebrities.
So we're going to get into that. But first you need to learn how to use an accessory. Scarves, as I mentioned before, are one of my favorite accessories. And there are so many ways to tie a scarf. And there are several online tutorials that will give you ideas and show you step by step. You take the left hand, you put it under the right one, you do this, you do that, you put it to the side, you fluff out the points, you do blah, blah, blah. And a scarf can look so different so many ways. You don't just have to tie it so you see the brand, so you see Chanel or Hermes or Ferragamo. There's a million ways for that scarf to show that that is your go-to accessory piece without even showing the brand logo. There are multi-uses for handbags, okay? Totes are very, very big now. Ladies used to use briefcases. Now that we have our personal computers, our iPads, or notebooks, they can fit in a bigger purse or a small tote. You don't have to carry two things, juggling a purse and juggling your glasses and juggling your briefcase. Everything can go in one good size purse. So if you're going to buy a purse and spend some money on it, make sure that it's something that can fit your eyeglasses, your sunglasses,
your iPad,
your
tablet,
your wallet, your iPad or your tablet. Because that purse, if you do spend money on it, is going to multitask in so many ways. It is worth it, and if it's well made, it will last. Clustering costume jewelry can also be a new approach. If you put several pins on your collar or wear several pins at the waist of your dress, it can really turn costume jewelry from being in a conventional place to a different place. And match your watches to each outfit. If you have an Apple watch and you want to wear it with your jeans, wear it. If you're going out for dinner and you have a dressy watch, take that Apple off and put your dressy watch on. That's what it's for. If you are going to the beach and you need to wear something that won't get destroyed, wear your waterproof watch so you know what time it is and what time to leave the beach for a cocktail.
And bring your cocktail watch with you.
Exactly. Exactly. And I want to talk about two other things. One is body modifications are now becoming an accessory. What do we mean by that? I'm not talking about plastic surgery, the Botox and the breast implants and silicone and all of that. I'm talking about making your body look different with accessories that you do to your body. permanent eye makeup for your eyebrows and eyeliner and lip liner. I'm talking about hair extensions. I'm talking about lashes that are done every month so you can have a different look for your lashes. Caps. People are whitening their teeth and putting in full sets of caps to make their mouths be an accessory for their body. Piercings, which I don't love, and tattoos are also body modifications that a lot of the younger people are using. And I just want to give you a rule of thumb. Accessories are very diverse visual markers of your individuality. If whatever you do makes you happy, doesn't affect your health, is appropriate in society, and allows you to add value to your wardrobe and life, all I can say is go for it.
Go for it.
Go for it.
So don't miss us next week. I know I can't believe the half hour is over, but you definitely got so many great tips and so much information on how to accessorize and put together your look. Make it your look. Emphasis on the your. This is The Fashion Connection. Join us every Thursday from 5:30 to 6 for everything fashion related. Don't forget that you can go online, classiccollectionsconnections.com. Click on the section titled On the Radio and hear all of our episodes and get all caught up. And to do a little online shopping, you can go to firstdibs.com or classiccollectionsconnections.com. You can find out more information there. Come by the store Monday through Saturday, 11 to 5:30 at 118 North County Road in Palm Beach at the corner of Sunset Avenue. And thank you guys for listening. I'm Dia Ryan. This is Sally Kimball.
Thank you,
Dia. And
we'll
be back next week for another episode of The Fashion Connection. Have a great weekend.
You too, my dear.